If you've not listened to God's Power, make sure you get a copy of it. It's right over here. And make sure you listen to it. It's an hour and a half CD. It's a great teaching on some of the miracles I've seen God do in my life. I've done it at Bill Gothard's conference before 3,000 people. The next morning, the pastors of those big churches and the PhDs from the seminary, and they threw me out of the Bill Gothard conference because I made that teaching God's Power. And I said, in the other one there, I did it the next morning in an hour and 5 minutes, how to get a lost person saved. I said, those are the two teachings I did that day, those 2 days. He said, I'm going to take that God's Power home. I'm going to see what got you thrown out. He said, come back next Sunday to church. He said, Thurman, that's one of the most anointed CDs you've ever made. God was there that day, Jack. I was just telling this young lady back here, I said, there was a young lady. When I told the story about Philip and all his warts, Philip had hundreds of warts on his body. And God took 3 weeks to take every wart off of Philip's body. But there was a little girl about this tall that came up with her dad, and she said, whenever you told the story about Philip, I looked down and I had 16 warts on my hand. And she said, I looked up at my daddy and I said, Dad, Jesus doesn't love Philip any more than he loves me. If he took all those warts off of Philip, he'll take these off of me. And she said, thank you, Lord, for taking them off. And he said, Thurman, as God is my witness, those 16 warts fell off of her hand onto the floor. The faith of a child. Is that what we need? We need to get the faith of a child. You know, when you begin to get a little older, who needs to go to church? You know, who needs to read God's Word? Nobody needs the Word of God. Is that what you hear people saying all the time? Especially men. Let my wife and kids go to church. That's for kids. That's for women. You know, that's not for men. Yeah, real men go to church, don't they, honey? Real men go to church and they learn God's Word. And then when they pray, God shows up, doesn't he, Richard? Just think, when they finally run into just one man that's walked in the power of God, they can get a hold of it too. Change their life forever. That's what we want to see God do, right? Change people's life forever. But you're right. Yeah, women do the same thing. Oh, well, I'm older now. I don't have to go to church anymore. That was what we did. Went to Sunday school when we were kids. But now who needs to go to Sunday school and church? Every one of God's children needs to be in church. They need to be in His Word, studying it every day. But you know, if you've been in church like I was all my life and we never prayed for nobody, Jack. We never saw a healing or a miracle or nothing. You know, so if it don't work for the pastor, and it don't work for the deacons, it don't work for the Sunday school teachers, then ain't no chance it'd work for me. You know, I'm just a little nobody in the church. But when you get a hold of it for real, God don't care who you are, does He? No. He's looking for a woman of faith. I love it. And of course, there's lots of people that come to this church. Lots of people have been here for healing schools. I couldn't even begin to tell you how many thousand people we've seen God heal. Becky Hilton and Nancy prayed for a guy here a while back. We had a guy back there in the back. He was had a stroke. He was in a wheelchair, and he couldn't hardly talk or nothing else. And they went back there and prayed over him at a healing school, and all of a sudden the guy is up and walking and everything. And the next day they come to church, and the friend that brought him, he said, my goodness gracious. He said, yesterday I couldn't get this guy to talk at all. He said, since we left here and after Eldon prayed for us, he said, all he's done is talk. Hallelujah. Isn't that something? Amen. See, God is looking for faith.
Amen.
He's looking for obedience. He's looking for those that walk in love. Is that what He's looking for?
Amen.
Yes. And whenever we get a hold of that, and when we realize that His promises, let's go to 2 Corinthians 1:20. I want you to see this. 18, 19, and 20. But as God is true, our word toward you was not yes and no. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by us, even by me and by Silas, Silvanus, and Timothy, was not yes and no, but in Him was yes. How many times is God's promises yes? All the time. Wait a minute. If all of His promises are yes, then if we got a problem in our life, what do we have to do? Repent. Step into faith. Have somebody pray for us in faith, and then stand on His promises. If it takes 9 months, you stand on it, right, Jack? and it goes away. You don't never give up. Because if anywhere along there, if you'd have give up, if you'd have made one negative statement, well, I guess it's not going to come off. It would not have come off. 2 Corinthians 1:20. For all the promises of God in Christ are yes, and in Him, amen, unto the glory of God by us. Isn't that awesome? All the promises of God in Christ are yes. So if it's by us, if He's already done everything He's going to do, then we're going to have to get more bold and forceful. We're going to have to kick out this devil when he comes in and you do something and you sin or whatever. You're going to have to repent of your sin and kick out that devil and stand by faith on God's Word. You know, it's very possible, Jack, that if we had a really stood by faith every Sunday, rebuked that thing commanded to leave in the name of Jesus, that it would have went away in 3 or 4 weeks. Isn't that something? Wow. For all the promises of God in Christ are yes, and in Him, amen, unto the glory of God by us. We're going to make it work. It's us. Wow. Praise the Lord. God has made us so many promises. Let's go back to that Matthew 17:20, and I want you to see that. Matthew 17:20. And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. Now, the question they had just asked, Lord, why could we not heal this boy? Now, why did we not ever answer that question? First of all, most of us never had the faith to pray for anybody. Is that right, Jack? I mean, for years you didn't have it, just like me. I didn't have it at all, so I couldn't pray the prayer of faith for nobody. But now I'm just looking for somebody to pray for. Don't you love to see God do wonderful things? Yes, I love to see God do wonderful things. He says, and Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible to you. Isn't that amazing? Now let's go to Mark 11:23. Mark 11:23. See, we don't believe these promises, unfortunately. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Now, whenever I prayed that prayer for Dr. Young out in Salt Lake City, Utah, 2005, he had fell out of a tree 35 feet up in the air and crushed his back. And he called me at 10 o'clock at night and wanted me to pray the prayer of faith for him. And he had already bought me and Cheryl a ticket to come out there to pray for him the next day. When I asked him, I said, are you in excruciating pain? He said, sir, I am in terrible pain. I said, the Jesus I serve doesn't want you to be in pain. So I took Mark 11:23 and I said, I guarantee my Jesus will give you a supernatural healing in the name of Jesus. I said, call me with your praise report. Hung up the telephone. Long prayer, huh? Isn't that amazing? 15 minutes later, Dr. Young called me back. He's completely healed. Completely healed. Got a brand new back. We went ahead and went out there the next day. He picked us up at the airport in his own car. What's impossible with us if we believe? Anything. We can do anything. Here's what the devil will do to you. Once you've sinned and he gets in, then you can repent of your sins and start driving him out. And he'll say, woman, I ain't going. I ain't going. I don't believe you really believe. And he will put you to the test. It may be for a day, a week, or a month. Just like Jack. But if you know you've repented of every sin and you're standing on the promises of God, he has to go away. Because he has no power over you once you've repented of your sins. Now, don't try to get him to go away if you've got a sin in your life. You know, if there's any kind of sin in your life, he will laugh at you. And the reason I say that, I've told this story a few times. Some of you may not have heard this. But there was this little girl that everybody was working on getting her delivered, and she was 13 years old. I think it was a Pentecostal pastor and his wife. They were very good in deliverance. And so they were rebuking this devil. They'd been with this little girl 2 or 3 days. And the thing that was so awesome, the very first day, her hair was so matted. Unbelievable. You couldn't comb it at all. Just terrible. And when they commanded those demons to come out of her hair just fell into a beautiful, sweet, loving, soft head of hair. That's awesome to see something like that. Well, they were continuing to drive this devil out. And of course, you know, they had remitted her sins and everything. And they're 2 or 3 days into this now. And this pastor, he's there 8 or 10 hours a day, him and his wife. And finally, he gets tired one afternoon, and one of the other pastors said, "Oh, I see how you do this. Now, I'll do it." He said, "No problem." He said, "I can command these demons to come out of her. I'm developing great faith." So he said, "You devils of hell, come out of her in the name of Jesus." And that devil in that little girl just looked right over at her, at him, and said, "I don't have to obey you. You are sleeping with your church secretary. Do you think they know what you're doing?" Oh, yeah. The devil knows what you're doing, doesn't he, Jack? You can't hide nothing from him or God. I mean, as long as you live in that sin. I mean, this guy, there's no way this guy could have got a demon cast out of this woman. And, of course, I learned that great lesson out there in Silver City, New Mexico, here a few years ago. We had a woman that we had been casting demons out of her. This woman had 2,823 demons. And I'm casting these demons out, and, of course, I couldn't get them to come out either. And they kept telling me they had legal right to be there. And I finally said, "Well, what is the legal right? I command you to tell me." And they finally said, "This woman allowed us in when she joined the Rainbow Girls 24 years ago. That's a little organization that's an offshoot of the Masonic Lodge or the Eastern Star. Now, the Masonic Lodge, the Eastern Star, is a Luciferian organization. As a Christian, you don't want to have nothing to do with that organization. Neither one of them. If you're a Mason, get out of it. Repent. Tell God you're sorry you've been deceived. You do not want nothing to do with the Masons."
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, "Your Test of Faith," or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and post-paid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and post-paid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.